more than 30 teenagers escaped from a Nashville detention center last night by crawling under a weak spot in a fence. Most were found within hours and brought back to the Woodland Hills Youth Development Center, but their escape has people wondering how the teenagers, many with felonies on their record, could make such a brazen escape. Joining us with more on this story is Blake Farmer. He's a reporter at WPLN in Nashville, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. Blake, how did this happen?
Well, according to the Tennessee Department of Children's Services, you had a group of young men who got out of their dorm rooms last night about 11 p.m. They're not locked in these dorm rooms, so that's not unusual. They gathered in a courtyard, and it sounds like they were just sort of acting like boys, milling around, and then they discover a weak spot in the fence that's surrounding this property. Unclear how quickly this happened, but they all slipped out underneath the fence. This was about 11 o'clock last night.
32 of them, and some of them were captured. How did authorities track them down?
Well, we're told two of the teen boys were caught pretty much immediately, but pretty quickly, police pulled out canine units and helicopters for, you know, a pretty massive manhunt, you know. But also, you had some of them returning to the facility on their own, turning themselves in, and others were brought back by their family members who lived nearby.
And how are people in Nashville feeling about this? We mentioned that some of them had felonies on their record. Are these young people dangerous?
Well, you know, all of them had at least three felonies. They're not being characterized as dangerous. Folks are being told if they see someone in, you know, some dark blue pants and a white T-shirt to call 911, but not necessarily dangerous. About a quarter of those who are at these facilities around the state have particularly dangerous past. They've been convicted of violent felonies. But for the most part, they're there, you know, serving these short-term sentences that they've been sent there by a judge.
And you have to think if so many of them were able to escape at once that there may have been some premeditation here. Do we have any sense if that's the case?
It's still unclear whether this was something that was spontaneous or something that was more planned, but the way that state officials are describing the events of seeing a weak spot in the fence, of sort of milling around in the courtyard, it's sounding a little bit more impulsive than planned.
And what happens now, both to the teenagers who escaped and to those who manage security at this facility?
Well, an internal investigation's been launched already, as you might imagine. So, Department of Children's Services in the state looking at, you know, whether there weren't enough guards, and certainly this facility is understaffed, as many are across the state. The teens are being held at a more secure detention center across town, and it's possible they could face charges for escaping.
All right. Blake Farmer, reporter with WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network on this incredible escape by 32 teens from a Nashville youth detention center. Many of them have been put back into custody. Blake, thank you so much.
You're welcome.